Beloved, we are in a very disturbing time in our nation, Nigeria, where there is this COVID-19 or otherwise called coronavirus ravaging everywhere. People are running helter-skelter. Some are losing faith in God. But see, I want to encourage you to know that this thing is just for a short time. Very soon, you will not see it again. Bible says that this Egyptian that you see today, that you will not see them again. I prophesy against this ravaging demon that wants to destroy the life of people all over the world. I come against this demon in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, Bible says that surely you will be delivered from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. You know, coronavirus is a noisome pestilence. I declare your family is delivered in the name of Jesus. Bible says 1,000 shall fall by thy side and 10,000 by that time, but it shall not come near thee. You will not experience this plague. It will not be your portion nor anybody in your family in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree finally and I prophesy that there shall be no evil before you in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I put to an end this ravaging coronavirus in the name of the Father, of the Son and the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. This morning, let me welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Air. I am sure it is well with you and with your family. I want to believe that it's not so tedious, you know, in this our lockdown, what do they call it? I want to believe that God is good to you. I thank God because you have testimony and that your testimony shall continue forever and ever. This time will not consume you. This time will favor you. Even though this time I look so depressing, but I know that my God will surely have mercy upon you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For some times now, we have been sharing on, you know, the topic that says winning the battle of life. And I've told you that it's in the series. And that is why today, I want you to also help you to call your family members, to call your friends, your loved ones, that this program is on right now on radio, and it is time for every one of us to be blessed by God. Yeah, I've been sharing with you on what to do when there is battle and that you don't need to run away from battle. I've been sharing all that on with you. And I've been telling you also that, you know, spiritual battle is part of the battle of life. And we have looked at some scriptures to talk to ourselves. But this morning, we want to look at the winning strategy of every battle life, the winning strategy. How do we win the battle before you? How can you win? Because the battle before you is not to consume you, but to glorify God on your behalf. So how can we, what are the winning strategy? Can we open our Bible to Exodus chapter 17? And let's read from verses 9 to 12. Yes.
And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said unto him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he laid down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
Hallelujah. Now this morning we are talking on winning strategy. Now number one thing I want you to see is in that Exodus 17, in verse 9a, Bible says, and Moses said to Joshua, choose us out men, and go out, fight the Amalekites. Can you see? Choose seven men. Now, so number one is that don't run, but face the challenge. Don't run from your battle. Don't run. Face the challenge. It has come, it has come. Then you need to now come up in God. You need to come up in God's word. You need to equip yourself, you know. So Moses took his ground and prepared for war. He gave order to Joshua to select some of the men to what? To fight. You hear me? When it is time to fight, you have to prepare for it. You know what is happening in your life right now? Probably it's not good news, but it's prepare to fight. Prepare is a battle. You know, it's a battle. And until you fight in your prayer, two prayers, you sit there, then you start to, you know, you start to address the problem. The demon will not go. Are you following me now? It will not go. So, you know, running away from challenges is at the same as defeat. When you are running from your problem, is equal to defeat. You know, so you are defeated when you are running away. Moses said, no, we are to fight to face these people. They know that a battle has come. And so he told him, choose men who will fight for us. Can you see? Choose men who will fight for us. And the Bible says, and tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So, you know, the best defense is offense. You must be offensive. You know, the best battle is to go on offense. You know, to go into war with the devil. Don't allow the devil to be coming to be tormenting you. Go out, you know, and defend yourself. He says, once you run, your troubles and your problems will follow you until you collapse and surrender. So the moment you are running helter skelter, your problems will start to run after you. You know? And your problems will follow you. So where can you wait and face the problem and face the challenges and be at war so that at the end, you will glorify God? So, you know, you don't need to run. But face the challenge. Face the challenge. You know, because when you run, your trouble run after you. Your problems run after you. And they will make you to collapse. And then you will surrender to the problem. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, problem will not prevail over you. Amalekite will not prevail over you. It's you that will prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. So, take your stand. Fight back the devil. And the devil will surrender. Take your stand. Fight back. The devil is coward. Your problem, every problem you have, they have here. You see, Jesus Christ encountered a problem, battle. It was on the water. And Bible says that his disciples, they were using physical power to fight spiritual war. No. They did everything, humanly speaking. You know, they were using, they are trying to remove the water as it's come to their boat. But he couldn't help them until Jesus came. And Jesus spoke to that problem. Why? Because I have told you many times on this program that your battle or your problems or the devil have put in your life, they have here. And once you speak the word, they will obey you. Once you speak the word, you know, the secrets in your life right now, have here. Your financial problem, have here. When you speak to them, they will obey you. So, you don't need to be running here and there looking for loan. Hey, I am broke. No, face the problem. What should I do, Lord? You know, what is the winning strategy? What am I going to do, you know, to come out of this problem and tackle the devil and apply wisdom? Then you will come out of it. Look at James chapter 4 in verse number 7. James chapter 4 verse 7.
Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
The devil you don't resist will prevail over you. So, we resist the devil and you what? He will run away. You know, you will prevail over him. You have to resist. You know, you have to resist the devil. You have to plan a way to say, Satan, no way, you can't go more than this. I resist you in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's number one thing of winning strategy, that you don't run, face the challenge, you know, like Moses, you know, prepare men to face the challenge. Number two winning strategy is go to battle with God on your side. You must go to battle, you know, with God on your side. Because, you know, when God is there, you will surely win. God is your winning factor. His presence when he's there. So look at that, the same Exodus 17, in that verse 9b. He says, and I will stand on the top of the hill with what? With the rod of God in my hand. The rod of God is a symbol of God's presence and power and protection. Can you see? The rod of God. So don't forget that was the rod that Moses lifted up, you know, in parting the Red Sea for the people to cross over to the other side. You know, so that is, that rod is a symbol of his presence with you. You know, and when God is there, I am telling you, you will win every battle. So, know what I read? John chapter 16, in verse 33. John 16, 33, yes.
This thing I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Ooh, so God is with you. He says, in the world you will have tribulation. In me you will have peace. So, you know, I want you to know that God is with you. Say, God is with me. Say it very well. God is with you. And, you know, when God was with Joseph, he prevailed over his brethren. Can you see? When God was with Samuel, he prevailed. When God was with Jesus, he prevailed. Now it is your turn. God is with you. And therefore, you will surely prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Oh, welcome back in the name of Jesus. We are talking this morning on winning strategy, how to plan your winning strategy to win every battle of life. And number one thing we said this morning is that you don't run, but face each end of life. And also we say that you go to battle with God on your side. That once God is there, you will surely prevail. You will surely prevail. Number three side you need to put up in your winning strategy is that never fight battle alone. Never what? Never fight battle alone. Let's see that Exodus 17 verse 10. Exodus 17 verse 10. Never fight battle alone. Yes.
So Joshua did as Moses had said unto him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
He went with three people. So Moses did not fight the battle alone, but with the faithful support of Joshua, of Aaron, and Hur. Can you see? So, you see, don't fight battle alone. You need help. It can be, you know, your prayer partner. It can be, you know, an elder in the church. It can be your pastors. There are many people coming to Christian Network, you know, on daily basis, looking for how God will help them to fight the battles of life. Looking for, you know, support. Looking for agreement. They want somebody to agree with them in the battle of life. Yeah? And Bible says, two shall agree concerning a thing, and it shall be done. So, also with Moses. Moses did not fight the battle alone. You know, but he went with the support of Joshua, Aaron, and all. You know, there are battles even against the church. So Jesus Christ said, I have built my church, and the gate of hell cannot prevail over her. Now, the battle that the church is facing today, the fairness of the battle will be determined by the faithfulness of the people. So look for faithful people to stand with you in times of battle. In times of battle, you need faith. Not people that will make mockery of you. Not people that will make jest of you. Not people that will say, go out on DAB. No. You know, look for faithful people who actually will stand with you. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12.
And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
A three-way cord is not broken. So you need faithful people, you know, to help you in the battle. You need faithful men to help you in the battle. So you know, just like David, you know, Bible says, you know, on daily basis, God was sending, you know, faithful men to David. No wonder he won the battle. You know, the people with David, you know, in his lifetime, they are so faithful to him. One day he said, I want to drink water from the well of Bethlehem. We are the garrison of Philistines. And three people said, we are going to bring water for you to drink. And they risked their life, and they went through, you know, the garrison of Philistines, and they took the water to David. And he said, I will not drink water. Because this water is like the blood of men. It has cost men their life to give me this water to drink. Why? Because they are faithful and loyal men. May God give you this type of people in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, your business will not suffer when there are faithful men. You know, where you are working, things will be better when there are faithful people. You know, even in the church, we need faithful stewards today. Not, you know, Christians in quote. You know, we have Christians today, and we have Christians. Some people we don't even know. They are not sure they are going to heaven. You know, when you ask a Christian, go and buy something for me, and he keep part of the money in his pocket. And yet he's going to heaven. Which heaven? Who will take you there? With your character? With your behavior? No. Look, you need to be faithful. In fact, unfaithful people, they are losing war. The reason why you are losing war in your own personal life today is because you are not faithful. You are not faithful. You are not faithful. So what am I saying is that, you know, don't fight battles alone. You know, like Moses, that he has Joshua, Aaron, and Hur. These are faithful people that stood with him, and no wonder they won the battle. Why? Because faithful people are running. Then, number four strategy for winning the battle is that always seek and welcome support. Always seek and welcome support. Look at the support given to Moses. Let's read that Exodus 17 again in verse number 12. Yes.
But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron Paul stayed up his hand, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
His hands were steady because there are good support. You know where the church is today? There is no support for members. Many pastors are going down. Why? There is no support for members. Can you imagine that? There are many church gathering today that, you know, because there is no support, there is no cooperation, nothing is working there. The reason why there is no growth in your church is because you are not giving support to the leadership. Now, look at these people now. The Bible says, Moses' hands were heavy and they took a stone. See, that's to stand for Jesus. They took a stone and put it under him. Can you see now? They put a stone under him and he sat there on. Aaron and Hur stay up his hands. Thank God for Aaron and Hur. They put all his hands on one side and on the other side so that his hands were steady. And I've told you, it's a way of prayers. It's a way of support. If you don't support your leaders, why are you complaining about them? I know of many people, all they do is to criticize their pastors. Eh? You are putting down the work. For how long will you continue this thing? For how long will you not support? You know why people are crossing from one church to another church? Because of financial commitment. In their church, instead of them to show financial commitment to their church, they will say, no. They will be running from one church to another church. One man came to me one day and said, can you show me a church where they don't take offering and tithe? I said, I don't know of that church. He said, I should know. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know. Can you see? People don't want to be committed, you know, and yet they want God to bless them. When there is no commitment, there is no blessing from God. So, you know, I love what Aaron did here. I love what Hur did here. They supported Moses. And as I told you, it's like a hands up in prayers. Keep your hands up in prayers. Support somebody in prayers. Can you see now? People are going through tough time right now. Support them, both in prayers and in financial and in any other form. Help people right now. Put their hands off. Some people already are going down in the water. Bring them up. You know, they need your support. Bring them up. As you bring them up, too, God will support your life. When you support somebody, God will also support your life. When you support somebody, God will also support your life. Hallelujah. Also, you know, the number four strategy for winning battle is, I said, you must seek and welcome support. You know, when support comes, welcome it. Now, after you have won, what else do you do? After you have won the battle, what else do you do? Now, let's read Exodus 17 from verse 14 to 16. Yes.
And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, for he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation.
Hallelujah. So after you have won the battle, what's the number one thing? Continue to walk with God. Don't abandon God who has helped you. Mm-mm. Don't abandon God who has made you to prevail. Continue with God. That's the one thing there. No, because more battles are still coming. Don't think that because you have prevailed in that battle, you don't need God again. Ooh, you need Him. Because ahead of you are still battles. So, you know, because you have won this battle, continue to walk with God. You know, continue. Continue. Somebody came to a program some time ago. And, you know, he was believing God for a child. At last, he had that child. Then she now stay at home. People are saying, we have done name ceremony for you, woman. He said, yes. He said, I came to your God to give me a child. And your God has given me that child. Leave me alone. Do you know a terrible thing after that Sunday time? Don't allow the devil to afflict you. You know, don't allow him. So continue with God. Someday Jesus Christ healed the blind Bartimaeus and he wanted to go with Jesus. Jesus, no, go back. He wanted to continue. So you have to continue with Jesus because more battles are ahead. Number two, what you do after you have won the battle, tell others what He has done for you. That's what, you know, Moses said in that verse 14. Tell others what He has done for you. I'm going to read verse 14 again.
And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
Rehearse it. Put in a book. You know, everything that God has done for you, give testimony to Him. You know, so some people are very, very funny. And a woman came to a church for a child. And at last, God gave her that child. And up till now, she has not given testimony. You know, you thank God. You give God the whole testimony based on what He has done. Tell others what God has done. Tell them. You know, bless the name of the Lord according to the word of God. Thank Him for, you know, the great things He has done in your life. You know, and lastly, be devoted and dedicated to God. That is verse 15 of your read. Yes.
And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek.
Verse 15. You know, you see that be devoted and be dedicated to God. He built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Wow. You know, what God is doing in your life should make you to be more dedicated. Winning battle should make you to be more devoted to God. What am I counsel today? As I'm closing this morning, number one, be prepared for battles. That's number one thing. Be prepared for what? For battles. Number two, seek God's help. Seek God and His help. In every battle, seek God and His help. Number three, have Jesus as commander of your life. When Jesus is the commander of your life, you will surely prevail in every battle of life. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus this morning as you are listening to this broadcast, that as you face every challenge of your life, they will submit to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, I command that in the name of Jesus Christ, that every power challenging you to collapse in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray this morning that the presence of God, the power of God, and his protection shall be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I also pray that in the name of Jesus, in this battle, you will surely prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. Support are coming to you. Support left and right. Now, receive them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. I want to bless the Lord today. If you have any inquiries, please feel free to communicate with us. Thank you, and God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Faith Tract in magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books in various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashero Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.